Normally at this time each week, we're joined in studio by Betsy Lundy from the Downtown Bangor Partnership, but we're practicing social distancing here, trying to be a role model for others. Carrie and I, the requisite, maybe not quite 6 feet, but at least 5.5 feet apart.
We're close. I try not to look at you directly.
It's like looking at the sun, no question. But Betsy joining us on the telephone this afternoon. Hello there, Betsy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, doing the best we can, given the circumstances here. You got to be flexible. Things seem to change almost on an hourly basis. But the response of downtown businesses is what we want to focus on. And I've been so impressed with the majority of downtown businesses and the way they address this, most of all, doing what's best for their employees and for their customers.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything really just turned on a dime, it feels like. You know, true little confession here, I went on vacation last week, and when I got on the plane, never in my wildest dreams did I imagine that I'd be getting off the plane into a completely different landscape downtown. Mm. And that's really what happened last Saturday. You know, everything seemed to change, and the downtown, you know, there was a lot of concern amongst business owners because they're not really designed to be, you know, they're not really, don't have the kind of cash reserves to insulate themselves around, you know, a closure, but they're also just so incredibly community focused and dedicated to the care of their customers, that they wanted to do the right thing. And they were amongst the first to quickly, you know, close their doors and innovate and come up with ways to continue to serve their customers, but in a way that wouldn't be, it wouldn't put people in harm's way.
Absolutely. Now, what role is the partnership playing in coordinating some of these efforts?
Right. So, you know, first thing Monday morning, coming in, the number one priority was to, was two things. One was to figure out what businesses were going to remain open and offer curbside, takeout, or delivery options. So basically, like, what businesses were going to find ways to have low or no contact transactions with their customers. So the first thing we did was put out a call to businesses and just say, you know, who is willing to do this? Who's willing to take the leap and switch their business over to this model? And then secondly, we worked with the city because, you know, parking is such a premium downtown. We didn't want businesses downtown to suffer because it wasn't easy to pull up in front of them. So we put out a call to these businesses and said, hey, who's going to offer curbside delivery, and takeout? And then we targeted parking spots near those businesses and created 15-minute zones. So people can pull right up,
right.
They can call into the business and somebody can run an order out to them. And, you know, so far, so good. It seems to really be helping the business keep flowing.
And is there a place people can go, Betsy, to get the most current information on how businesses downtown have adjusted, changing hours and what they're offering for services?
Yeah, so I'm really working on publishing that stuff via social media, and I'm using Instagram stories and Facebook stories because those are quickly changing, ever evolving, live posting, you know, so kind of every day I'm just constantly combing through the business's posts, you know, so when they post that, you know, today we're going to be open from 12 to 2, you know, that goes up there. Things of a more permanent nature live right now on the City of Bangor's website. If you go to bangormaine.gov/localfood, that list of businesses that are open for the low contact food services is up there, along with instructions on how you can order from them. So you can go to bangormaine.gov/localfood for that more permanent food services information. And then for the, because the businesses, they're really, I mean, one of the strengths I think of small businesses like those downtown is their ability to just evolve and be responsive according to you know, every announcement that rolls out. And so they're constantly changing what they're doing and reaching out via social media to let everybody know. So Instagram and Facebook stories are really the best place to capture a snapshot of what is happening in any given moment.
That's perfect. Well, we appreciate all the work you're doing and, of course, those downtown businesses to take care of customers and their needs in the area and do what's right for their employees as well. So, again, we'll keep in touch and talk with you again next week and see if there's any further news. And we'll get out of this at some point, and we're all going to work together and do the best we can to make sure that everybody is able to survive and eventually thrive. So, Betsy, thanks at this busy time for making some time for us this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. We really appreciate all the support from everybody out there. It's clear that people, you know, love their small businesses and want to see them keep going.
Absolutely. Thank you, Betsy. Be well, and we'll check in again next week.
All right. Thanks, Rich.
That's Betsy Lundy from the Downtown Bangor Partnership.